It's Wednesday, the 28th of August, and I'm Tona Takadila with your 5 p.m. news. Namibia's green hydrogen plans have attracted interest from several countries, including European nations. At a press conference in Windhoek on Wednesday, Green Hydrogen Commissioner James Nyupe gave an update on the progress of these projects.
We have about 8 projects being developed in Namibia in different stages of development. So whether that is a project such as Dares, for example, who at the moment is pretty much near completion of their project, they're hoping to be able to sort of close the project by the end of the year. But you also have the Clean Energy project, which by now is 80 to 90% complete. They received most of their funding from Sasol. The electrolyzer equipment started arriving over the past couple of weeks and they're installing that. And so the idea is we hope that by the end of the year, they can start actually producing locally manufactured hydrogen.
The Office of the Media Ombudsman, in collaboration with its partners, has released the findings from the recently launched 2024 Presidential and National Assembly Elections Media Monitoring Report. The report includes media coverage from June to July 2024. Media Ombudsman John Nakuta.
From the report, it's very clear who's reporting on who. For example, the state-owned media is reporting on SWAPO, so SWAPO gets a lot of coverage from them. But we also draw a conclusion from is that, unfortunately, it's almost reactive reporting. And it's understandable in the context that the political parties do not have manifestos, and yet they want to be reported on. So those are the main findings of this first report. But the idea was really just not to overflood people with too much information. We expected a little bit more political parties, a little bit disappointed that not all of them came out.
South African President Cyril Ramaphosa has expressed concern over media reports alleging corruption involving Minister of Justice and Constitutional Development Thembi Simelane. The reports suggest that Simelane improperly received money from VBS Mutual Bank during her tenure as mayor of Polokwane Municipality in Limpopo. Ramaphosa requested a detailed report and briefing from Simelane to address the allegations. The 2024 Paralympic Games get underway on Wednesday in Paris, France, with the opening ceremony. There will be 549 gold medals across 22 sports awarded over the next 12 days in the French capital.
After a 2.5 week break, Paris 2024 is back, this time with the Paralympic Games. The opening ceremony will be held on Wednesday evening local time with a parade down the Champs-Élysées. The sporting action gets underway on Thursday with 22 gold medals up for grabs, and the competition will last until the 8th of September. The organisers are hoping to bring the same famous atmosphere from the Olympics to the Paralympics. Ross Cullen, Paris.
And finally, the Namibia Film Commission has announced a new partnership with South African non-profit organization Sisters Working in Film and Television. The collaboration will offer platforms that are intended to support and promote local film production and encourage the growth and development of the creative sector here at home. SWIFT founder Otilia Tutu Mungoba.
It derives from the South African SWIFT, which is the mother body, and Namibia is the first of its chapters. We hope to have Botswana and also other African countries join in as other additional chapters in the coming months. And basically, we just serve as a platform to advocate for women in the audiovisual sector, but then also just to promote the various portfolios that women can venture into, but then also to raise awareness as to mentorship, as to placement and occupational wellness. We must say that we are not a feminist organization, but really one that just is taking up space in where we're giving women a voice.
Find all these stories and much more on our website, futuremedianews.com.na. Future Media News, independent, accurate, and on time.